Hello, I'm Jo Bannon, and I'm the artist who made the film you're about to experience. I appear in the film, and so I'll now give a visual description of how I look. I am a white woman, and at the time the film was made, I was in my late 20s. I have albinism, a condition which affects the pigment in my skin, hair, and eyes, and also affects my sight. I am partially sighted, with a particular sensitivity to light. I have long, straight white hair and white eyelashes and eyebrows. I have pale skin and blue, sometimes purple, eyes. In the film, I'm wearing a delicate cream-coloured chiffon and lace blouse. Much of the film takes place in darkness, and there are only a few moments where images appear in the film. So I wanted to use this moment together to introduce some of those images that appear in the work so you can hold them in your mind's eye. The title appears on a black background, alongside an extreme close-up of my brow and eye, seen from the side. It's a very intimate view, as if the viewer is cheek to cheek with me, looking across my face at one eye while I look steadily out. My long pale eyelashes are a delicate fringe against the dark background. Further titles read, "A One-to-One Performance" by Jo Bannon, while a patch of light moves slowly over my long blonde hair and gauzy embroidered top. When I first speak, the screen is dark. About 2 minutes in, as I say, I look through these eyes, a small spot of torchlight illuminates first one eye and then the other. Later, as I mention my retina, an A4-sized microscopic image of my retina appears, held on a small light box between my hands. When I say, "This is my mum," the circle of torchlight picks out details from a black and white photograph. The face of a smiling woman with short dark hair, a girl of about 6 with long dark hair, and between them, me, a girl of about 3 with white blonde hair, holding my mum's hand and stepping forward. All three of us stand in front of a wall. Towards the end of the film, on the words, "A choice to be looked at and to look back," the film shows me fully for the first time. My head and shoulders are lit from below with white light. At first, my eyes are closed, and then I open them, looking out at you. As my words end, I drop my gaze, and the light goes out. Now you are ready to sit and listen to this audiovisual work. When you are seated, you'll find a headset on the wall to the side of the seat. When you hold the headset to your ear, the film and the audio will begin in sync.